Very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Life Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, June the 9th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Life Talk, we're discussing about the continued rise of the cost of basic commodities, making them unreachable for families as the rate of the local currency continues to lose value against the United States dollar. As the Zimbabwe dollar continues to slide against the US dollar, with one greenback selling for over Zimbabwean dollar 4,800. In the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe foreign exchange auction, and between Zimbabwean dollar 8,000 and Zimbabwean dollar 10,000 on the payroll market, some economists are urging the government to engage stakeholders instead of coming up with different ways and measures every week that are not helping. Nasi tiri kutarisa mamiriro akaita upfumi munyika apo veruzhinji vari kuchema-chema nemakwiriro ari kuita mitengo yezvinhu muzvitoro. Izvi zviri kukonzerwa nekudonha kweuremu hwemari yemunyika. But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening at the South African courts, where Faujenke Kayishema, who is accused of ordering the killing of 2,000 people hiding in a church during Rwanda's 1994 genocide, was in court in South Africa on Friday, where the number of fraud and immigration charges against him were significantly increased. David Doyle has more.
South African prosecutors have significantly increased the number of fraud and immigration charges they are bringing against Rwandan genocide suspect Fulgence Kayishema. One of the most wanted remaining suspects from the 1994 genocide, Kayishema had been on the run for more than two decades. He was arrested last month on a grape farm outside of Cape Town and had been living under a false name. South Africa's National Prosecuting Authority alleges Kayishema used a false identity in order to apply for asylum and refugee status. Outside court in Cape Town on Friday, NPA spokesman Eric Ntabazalila said the charges against Kayishema had risen from 5 to 54.
That 54 includes 9 counts of fraud, 10 counts of the contravention of the Refugees Act, and 35 counts of the contravention of the Immigration Act.
Kayishema is expected to face extradition to Rwanda to be tried for crimes there, though Ntabazalila said those proceedings have not yet started. The former police officer is accused of ordering the deaths of 2,000 people hiding in a church during the 100 days in which more than 800,000 minority Tutsis and Hutu moderates were killed. The case in South Africa has been postponed until June 20th for Kayishema's defense team to consult, at which point he could apply for bail.
And now back to our main topic of the day, which is on the economy. The continued increase of prices of sanitary wear, amongst other goods, is driving women and girls to use unhygienic products, with health experts and sexual health advocates warning of health risks. A father with two daughters, Innocent Jenge, told Studio 7 reporter Rutendo Mawere the situation is becoming unbearable. Let's hear what he had to say. That there was a father of two daughters, Mr. Innocent Njenge, lamenting about the high cost of sanitary wear. He was speaking with Studio 7 reporter Rutendo Mawere. Rutendo also spoke to Ms. Otilia Chikandira in Harare, who said sanitary towels were now becoming unaffordable, yet they are needed monthly.
zvinhu zvakwira asikana pinda mana okay mana tm hatichatokwanisa kuzvitenga zvinhu izvozvo apa zvinhu zvaunofanira kushandisa every month zvemunhumukadzi apa hatisi kutokwanisa kuzvitenga kumba kune kuchida kudyiwa mafuta upfu zvese hazvichatokwanisika kutenga saka izvi nana mapedzi izvi takutodzokera zvaiitwa nana ambaundofunga nana mai wedu nana mbuya wedu zvokushandisa majira ndozvatakutodzokera kunoita kana kuti takutoafoda kutenga emurodhi anonyobvuka nyobvuka aya usingazivi kuti angu kana kuti akaexpaya rini kana kuti chakagadzirwa rini kungoshandisa chete zvinova zvaakutoisa utano hwedu panjodzi.
That day was Otilia Chikandira in Harare speaking with Studio 7 reporter Rutendo Mawere. Vagumbo Ruocha, vemuraini rekwachinyanganya kwa ishe mutema kwa gutu vanoti kukwira kwemitengo yezvino muzvitoro kuri kushungurudza vagari vekumaruva. Let's hear what he had to say about the situation in Masvingo where there some people are saying the cost of basic commodities is becoming too high.
Zvisingaiti shuga kuti tiwane shuga chando chino vana vazvikuru vanofanirwa kuinda kuchikoro vamwachii vadya porici toitenga nei iyo dhora rava kutengwa tengeswa 60,000 padhora saka inini ndine mari yendinowana kupenjeni ndoiwana sei ndobuda mupost office ndoinda kumakorokoza ndonotsvaka yusa mari yangu yose yaperera ikoko kuti ndiwane $20 $20 ndotinga chi ndabva ne $3 $3 kudzokera saka $6 saka ndosara nemari hakusisina mari yendichatenga shuga munyu mafuta haungazi murivo uri majochocho ndofanirwa kutenga mafuta sipo nemafuta okuzora ndoiwaniki.
Vagumbo Ruocha vachitaura nemutori wedu wenhau wekumasvingo Godfrey Mutimba. Let us now take a short break. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe, so you can join in the conversation right now. Tonight on Life Talk, we're discussing about the economy. And we are now joined by one of our economists, who is Masimba Kuchera, an independent economist in Harare. Mr. Kuchera, welcome to the program.
A Thank you very much, Elda. How are you on a Friday like this one?
Aiwa, kuno kutiri wadi zvedu, tanga tiri kutochika kuti nhare nhasi dzingati kanganisire. Asi mombo tuzo, tiri kuona vabereki nevanhu vazhinji munyika vari kuchema chema nekukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu. Zvakamira sei pari zvino? Taura yenyu?
Halo?
Taura yenyu?
Kutengo kwa konzerwa nenyaya yekuterera seZimbabwe dollar. Saka kutengo kukwira mumafuta nakesi mozoro mitengo yemazimbabwe dollar. Isusu zvinhu aonomika vanofambira zimbabwe dollar. Saka twasvika panguva yekuti mari dzatakaitirwa muchikwama pakupera kwamei kana tichida kuchwabwa zvichakwane kuti dziraramise vanhu. Musarangarira imeme kuti vhiki yapera Zimbabwe Statistical Office minister yakaburitsa nyaya yekuti neconsumer council of Zimbabwe ndovakaburitsa nyaya yekuti kwakudiwa 1 million Zimbabwe dollars kuti vanhu vararame. Asi nekufamba kuri kuita mitengo taona kuti 1 million dollars chaichainenge chisingakwani kuti vanhu vatanhatu. Saka zviri kuitika ndezvekuti paitika kuderera kweuremu hwezimbabwen dollar nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana zvasati mitengo inge ichikwira kusvika pakutoti chingwa chaakutoitawo 10,000 Zimbabwen dollars. Apawo pane musiyano pakati peauction rates kana kuti mari iri kunzi ndo inofanira kutengwa nedollar nereserve bank ine mari iri kuchanzise vanhu kutenga and ndofunga kuti ndo panofanira kunge paine kugadzirika kwedambudziko redu. Tinofanira kuona kuti vanhu vari kutenga mari vari kumbaiwana kupi nekuti kana arabizet ichiti tinofanira kuwana 4,800 yekutenga mari sakuti vanhu vari kubudisa mari dzakaita sama 8,000-9,000 taakufanira kuongorora kuti mari idzodzo dziri kuzomuritwa nevanhu dzinoita kuti arabizet inge ichingareuchi.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if I may just ask you in English, you have just said that, you know, right now for a family to really survive in Zimbabwe, how much does it need? Let's say a family of four, how much local currency does a family of four need to be able to survive in Zimbabwe? And also, why do you think we're seeing all these, the escalation of prices at this point in time?
So, as of that a family of six, I think, requires 1 million Zimbabwean dollars. That's the local currency that we have. And what you're saying is that the decline in currency is caused by several factors, but we can't ignore a couple of them. The first one is that the RBZ has prescribed the rate which is now perhaps about 5,000. But people are not adhering to that. People are getting more than 8,000-9,000 for a dollar. So we need to investigate where that money is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. The second thing that I think we need to look at, we need a social contract between government, retailers, and consumers in terms of also ensuring that consumers don't lose out, because the consumers now who are being charged 3-4 times more in last week are consumers who received their pay packet in May. So it means that you need an emergency salary in June before you even get to the middle of the month for us to be able to manage this. So I think it's now important for government not to come with regulations, but to come with an open mind of listening to the people, listening to the retailers, listening to business, and also listening to the consumer to find out what it is.
Now, thank you so much, there, Mr. Masimba Kuchera, the independent economist here with us on the program. We're now going to go to our caller in South Africa. Caller, Makadi Enyu.
Tete Makadi, Nababama, Simba Kuchera, Neva Tari, Neva Tri Vose, Studio 7 in the VON Devele, Studio 7.
Apa Chukta Nanugu? Taurai teams with Amoyo, Imi, Makanga Murku, Zimbabwe, Zisha, Macao now, it starts a Mitengo Yasun Nation Moshakada.
Damutengi is in the center of Baba Simbama, Lautera, in a Baba Uche Gutu, Nana, my writer, and Baba Nawima, Sanitary Pid. Zunuzungazungakawomano kuti patanga tiri kumusha $1 yaichinjwa ne 1000 kana kuti 20 randiwo chingochinjwa ne 1000 saka tava kuona izvizi yakusvika mu 17,000 zvinodudza zvakawomano kuti pandakambopinda post office waiona line yema bond note yanga isina vanhu vaimaterera vanga vari kuvanhu vakawanda kuya kuma $1 Then now we are talking about Kwagutu. In order to do Kuru, we are going to put Maria Kwepenji in $20. I remember Kutubabongo, a Guraka Pyramid December, one two more Kupot of the Zizi, the Evolution of Maria Kawan, and get $28 a pension. Saka now we make a week in Zimbabwe. In order to do Kuru, Nukuti, Zlopa, Zuza City, and looking at what was got in a H coffee in Menea Sadza. Yes, the Nuraka Kosha Kwanakawan, Utuanakawan, and Tambu Dika, and the Kasika, I think it's all Pumu Cup. Tekatira takuna kugweru kugweru vanhu wakawanda vaizama bozi mari vanoenda kushandisa kugweru ma bond note avato made vanoda mari yemarandi mari yema US dollar tofungunana shavani izvizvo ndizvozvo saka tichiona kudhura kuita mutengo zvinodudzira kuti zvishuwa mukuenda nyika yedu yezimbabwe tatodzoka paya pagore ra 2008 kungoti apa zviri kuita zvakavharidzika rinyaya yekuti mune ma US dollar nemarandi Look at Muna, she's singing $1 name Marino Sika, 7,000, 10,000. Why Maria Fara now? We are Travama, Babutere Wunzi, Musha Unaman Sika, Uda Marino Sika, 1 million. 1 million to sit there and I could hear Maria Kawanda, the Matin Kedia Zimbabwe Cup Pum, and the Kabu Batama 5 billion of Margaret Sakan Kedia Zimbabwe are in order to amen with Ingo Saruzaka, do the Nukutis Nurema, and Wakumu Zimbabwe by Yaura, Nukutu Mutengo. Nangani chikona chingwa, chikutangamu 10,000, 12,000, kana hili nyame huku, food chicken, chato tauri, mafuta chato tauri, chini chileta $5, nyinga ito tengwa kuma 15,000, chini ambieli, saka kwa, namu ili mwenye kedi ya Zimbabwe, yaka omatete, kwa tae sika, ndi futi, chino nye, chino kwa zetea, saye mwenye marid no ora vanu watu, no maishoma, kuti kana muna achi ora, Kawanda, Karamuna Toti, Maria Kawanda, Ininga, $100, $150, Kakata, we whom made the $150, $200, Sinda, Bishar, Imarishoma, Shoma, Kalavasinda, and Mutenga, Zero Pisa City, Unonavan, Kawanda, Vaka Mirida, Pamatu, Kawaroti, Amroti, Munikishi, Munishari Kadzang, Inamo, Irmukatini, Zimbabwe, Zero Pisa City, which carries a nature of a boy, Emma Santin, Pedro, to Russian summer socks, Kautimatish, if Tishari, like saying, mwana wangu musikana anotora mazuva mazhinji saka zvinhu zvinorwadza zvakafanana izvozvo kuti zvinhu zvakafanana masatire pedzi zvaifanira kuchipa asi nyaya yekuti izvozvo kuti nyika yedu yezimbabwe vakundikana kutonga even munzwa kana nenyanzvi dzezvepfumi varotora zvakakosha nyanzvi dzezvepfumi dzino zvakakosha asi nyaya yekuti maleader kana havateereri maideas ma-analysts ezvepfumi vanoziva nezveikonomi havavateereri saka zvinhu zvinonyadzisa kana zvoda pasvika nyika yezimbabwe inhamo neuroo munokuti vanhu vakawanda tete vari kutambudzika ichi ndinondorwadza kuti ndakafa mukati menyika yezimbabwe munoona kapu yehupfu yaitengeswa dollar and uchiona vanhu saka what about now zvinhu zvaakudhura tarisai munhu $1 US dollar now yakuchendwa ne 10,000, 7,000 dollars Zimbabwe bond it is ridiculous
Ya, muri ipapo vamoyo irambe yenyu muri ipapo ndimbo wanikwa ini ndichidzokera kuna vakuchera. Asi tisataenda kuna vakuchera, maybe just tell us in Ndebele, what's your view? You were recently in Zimbabwe. What did you see regarding the cost of basic commodities?
Ya name kuti ndingirelewo oke ava analizi ava bukeli ve Studio 7 ku VOA Ndebele Shona. Ya kunzima kakhulu kwambala even masikhuluma indaba yase Zimbabwe yangibini khona lapha esavani eBweru na seKwekwe labga khamba ezindawo eziningi khulu kwambala abantu bayasogola eningesikathi leso even masikhuluma nje i-$1 iyethengwa nge-1000 so nyamtsa nje si iyathengwa nge-7000 10000 so into leyo iyakhombisa ukuthi lapha siyakhona kunzima kakhulu even mawuzo obabaloya ukuthi imali yakhe yepenjeni uyahola $20 and abanye abanye baningi bathatha 4 months bangayithatha imali zabo laphaya so kuyakhombisa ukuthi lapha siyakhona njengelizwe leZimbabwe even uyamuzwa even ubaba kuchera uyakhuluma kuhle nje ngema-analyst economy bayakhuluma ukuthi ne ukuthi i-government yethu abalalele even mabona izinto zidura kangaka kufane nesingwa sibiza 10,000 masikhuluma nge-food chicken ibiza imali eningi kakhulu almost 200,000 so uyabona ukuthi imali leyi yaseZimbabwe iyasikhombisa ukuthi akuna lapha siyakhona njengelizwe leZimbabwe kuyasibuyisela ngesikhathi sika-2009 mara nginyamhla nje sithi izinto zingqono kekungeke ukuthi kunama-US dollar namarandi so ungafika lapha eGweru abanye bayathenga epupu ibuphi ekhaphe nganethinge $1 and abanye bayathengisa even amabeans apheke so kuzokhombisa ukuthi eZimbabwe akuna lapha siyakhona.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Thank you for being our caller. You have a great day. I understand we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, Magadi.
Ai, wachiri wadi. Tukitaura nanuko.
Tukitaura na Olivia Mwenya, Durban, South Africa.
Ehe, ai, wachiriza kukufonera ishuwa nezuro pa chirongwa chema zimai batati. Singa kunzwe, itafara mapinda mchirongwa. Munoona sainye, ye kukwira kurukita mitengo omunyika.
Yaya yemtengo munyika akete iri kurwadza especially kuti tinenge tine vana takasiya kumusha zviri kurwadza asi ndangana kateera kuti wababa vachitaura kuti vakunzisana kutengera ana matikiti nekuda kwemitengo mukwiriro wawakaita zvinorwadza kana vana vedu mukore uno vakunzi vakunorarama nekushandisa mapepa nema issues aishandiswa naana mai hambai vedu kare inorwadza zviri kwazvo kadai gavhumendi yambopindirawo hayo yazama kana kuita neprice control vafambe vachigadzirisa mitemo nekuti chizvechizvi tikatarisa kuno kusouth africa.
Unfortunately, we lost our caller there, Olivia Ngwenya, in South Africa. She's just lamenting that, you know, she was very touched by the father of the two girls who spoke about the high cost of sanitary wear, saying that, oh, you know, she's very saddened because now people have to resort to using the olden ways of young girls using, things that are not hygienic. But there's also Stephen Chipunza in Zimbabwe who gave us his number. Stephen Chipunza, we are trying to call you. We want to hear from you. I know you were one of the people that put up your number saying that you wanted us to call you so we could hear your view. Because I know a lot of you that are following us, when we ask you for the numbers, you say, oh, you never call us. We do try to call as many people as we can, but as you know, some of the time the lines are not very clear. But let's go back now to Mr. Masimba Kuchera, our guest economist, all the way from Harare in Zimbabwe. Mr. Kuchera, you heard our callers there lamenting. So what is the way forward? If government were listening right now, what would you advise them to do?
Okay, so first of all, thank you very much. But let me correct you, I'm not an economist, I'm an economic analyst.
Yes, go ahead.
So if you give me economic figures, I'll not be able to interpret them.
Okay,
but
go
ahead. If you give me an economic situation like the one that we have now, I'll interpret it for you.
Okay.
So thanks very much, Namukanya, Makuraniti. Macronity is right. The challenge that we have is that I think there is a disconnect between government who is trying to regulate prices. There are people who are selling the goods, but also the consumers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Mangwenya is also right to say there are basic things in life that government should always protect. Now, this may sound as a joke, but if you remember in 1995, Simon Chibeto, it's not 1998, he sang a song, Ashitikana Mokuja Mtengu Yesu Nomaka, Mundi Kire Ochingachewa Na Wangu. What you are trying to express here is that there are basics that the government should ensure that they should be available for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sanitary pads are basics that we should ensure that they are for everyone. In actual fact, they're supposed to be free for categories of people who can't afford this. Now, it's not like that. So bread is one of those as well that we are facing challenges. I think if government was listening to me,
mm-hmm.
the first thing that I would say is that let's get to a tripartite meeting, consumers, government, and the business.
Mm-hmm.
Business knowledge from the retailers, manufacturers, to find a way of price discovery. What we have is a bit of a distorted auction facility. The auction facility tells us what the rate must be, but it's also not looking at what we have in the market in terms of Mari Iripo.
Mm-hmm.
So also, the memory that price discovery, you know, for example, under negative issues, that memory account is not there, and that memory account is the other corporations are the holder. And those names are the Buddha's issues, but they are not taken 8,000. Tapani ni biyekuti dare pasi. Kwa nusu ane kuti kuprezito. Kwa ifanti ya sayi kese. Kwa nusu urumende ino uya ikutuja. Kuti mchengo unafana kana the business. Ino uya uweta hati. Kwa nusu anaida kentaw. Wana wakwa nisika afoda. Wanomba dara wakwa nisika afoda. Kupadria kentaw. So we need to get to a point. That's number one. Number two. We need to seriously invest in our production.
So what does that mean?
Can
you explain that?
Jinja kawanda za tenga, zafana nema tisu, matiki. Mino za wango cha shikapa 80% production in terms of manufacturing in the product. But chunga chukone sa muna mdeke kimageta no dura. Mm-hmm. Input ano dura saka zinga tu kazira no mora basi dura tuenda kuchaina tuenda kuchaza Africa ndo kama mchele ngara mchele kwa import saka wuku kubaka Brazil aja zinga ni meri kwa nemango makamba na naito juu sorry kwa advertise asimja wana tu zinga tu kuna mchele zinga tu zinga tu na tuenda muno na zinga tu mashamba kwa kazira muno ni zire competitive.
Thank you so much there, Mr. Masimba Kuchera, who is an independent economic analyst, who was just giving us his view. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. So we'd like to thank you also, our listeners, and those that we're following, and those that will watch us after the show. That brings us to the end of our show. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, signing off in Washington, saying have a very good night and a great weekend ahead wherever you are. Good night.